Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Action-packed. Here on a Saturday on Overtime. And, I mean, we always have fun at this. How can you not? I mean, we're talking competition, matchups, Game 7. Bennett Solomon has been, he's an active brother with high IQ, sports acumen, and my favorite subject, competition, competing. And I get the honor of being joined now by the chairman of the board, Tom Lavero, my brother, in combat. And when I start seeing, first of all, welcome. Always good to be able to get a man that could charge a lot of money for his services. And yet, courtesy of the Rude Guest Hotline, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, he joins us here to share his wealth and to describe for you a man who has gone further in reverse than I'll ever go fast forward when it comes to baseball and my love of the game. And when I'm watching the Padres and Dodger Blue, these boys are throwing 100 miles an hour and it's beanball, and I don't like it. You've seen a lot of this. What's going to happen with this? I don't like this. Because somebody could get murdered as hard as these guys are throwing now.
Look, Doc, first thing, thanks for having me. It's my honor to be on with you. The other thing is, you growing up a Dodger fan, you lived through what I think is really the greatest rivalry in baseball history, and that's Dodgers-Giants.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a rivalry that went across the country. That used
My
to be
father
in New York.
Was a Giants fan.
Yes.
And like most kids, that's how I became a Dodger fan, is because he loved Willie Mays, Willie McCovey. I mean, he used to talk about the Giants, and I figured, like most kids, you want to get under your old man's skin. So I've got Drysdale. I've got Maury Wills. I've got Sandy Koufax. So I'm like going, okay. And those games were epic.
Doc,
That just happened to be in Little League by fate with the Dodgers. So when you're 10 or 11.
Those games back then, okay. I mean, we're getting worked up about the Padres-Dodgers rivalry, and I'm really enjoying it, actually, myself. But remember, Juan Marichal hit Johnny Roseborough, the Dodgers catcher, over the head with a baseball bat during the game.
That's right.
It doesn't get any more intense than that. Talk about murdering somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, I got to admit, it's the violence between those two and what has happened even in the parking lot of Chavez Ravine.
Yes.
With the Giants, Dodgers. It's unfortunate, but it's real. I'm just talking.
Yeah.
It has been quite a deal, and I'm just thinking that my brother at UCLA, Frank Dynamite Stevens, Padre guy, and I remember when they were awful. They're really good now, and they've got excellent players. And Machado, who has been in Dodger Blue and is now a Padre, this is real. This is not fake. But going after their two aces on both sides, and Shohei, the way he took 100 miles in the back. But Tatis, I mean, that could be, I don't know if it's been diagnosed as a broken hand or not, but that's awful if so.
Yeah, I know, but I like the passion, I have to admit.
I do too.
I like the passion.
How far is too far? That's why I thought today, or yesterday, the Davey, looking at the suspensions, Robert suspended. I thought it'd be nice for us. Maybe we get that second Curly W by rolling in there. And no disrespect, but Oral is not the same guy he once was, as
right.
Most aging players are. I thought that the Nationals might be able to go in and steal one, and then they go in and play like they've been playing, inconsistent.
I know.
Creating their own errors. And so I'm asking you, as a steward of the game, how do we defend this group if it continues to be its own worst enemy?
Well, it's a young group, and they're not a very good group. They have some good core young players, but overall, it's not a very good team. Okay, they are a $65 million baseball team, which is what the Lerner family spent on the active roster right, that you're seeing right now, $65 million. I mean, that doesn't even buy you a bag of peanuts at Dodger Stadium.
That's right, the Dodgers.
You know, so
I
this is
talking.
We can talk about the manager. We can talk about the general manager. But the fact is that they have to do the best with the team that's out there. The manager, it's his job to make that team that he's handed competitive. It's Mike Rizzo's job as a general manager, given budget limitations, to field the best team he can. But a lot of things have to go right for a team with so many holes in it to compete. And they've all gone wrong now for a couple of weeks. The problem is ownership and a lack of commitment. It's been that way for 3 years, 4 years now, and when Mike Rizzo was on with the Junkies, basically one of his answers were, hopefully we'll get the money to compete next year. Hopefully.
Yeah, he did.
You know, what does that mean? Hopefully. He's got to beg? Hopefully? It's a bad situation with bad owners. And you have to look. They won 71 games the Nats did last year. And this year they were projected by ESPN to win 68. So nobody thought this team was going to be any good, except for the fans who had convinced themselves that these young players could carry the load. They need help.
So in your opinion, professionally, are the Lerners holding this over? Are they dangling this over to potential buyers? Or are they playing possum? You got to do one or the other. And not that anybody can force them into it. The only way you can is through your absence.
I don't think they're doing either, Doc. I don't think they're playing possum.
Okay.
I think that they would love somebody to come along and hand them over $2 billion to buy the team, but I don't think that's happening. We've just seen the Tampa Bay Rays are probably about to be sold for $1.7 billion. The Orioles were sold a couple years ago for $1.7 billion. So these big, like $10 billion team deals like we've seen for the Lakers are not there for baseball teams.
$10 billion.
You know, for a handful maybe, the Dodgers, the Yankees, the Cubs. But everybody else, the money is not there that the Lerners would be willing to go ahead and sell the team. There's not a bunch of people lining up around South Capitol Street trying to buy the Nationals. And there's a dispute within the family as to whether they should sell or not. So they're kind of frozen I mean, but ultimately, they're driven by the idea that they don't like to spend money, that they try to squeeze every penny they can get. I was going to say dollar, but that was giving them too much credit. Squeeze every penny they get out of everything. And that's what has them frozen.
So we're getting excited about the outlook of a potential 2 to 3 all-stars that are basically we're renting until one of the big whales come up and swallow them.
You know, unfortunately, I mean, that's true. I mean, look, and to be fair to the learned, James Wood is a superstar in the making. I mean, he is going to be an elite player for years that we revere and talk about. But he's a Scott Boras client, which means he is not going to sign a contract extension with this team, which means the Nationals, if they wanted to keep him, would have to sign him as a free agent just like anyone else, just like they had to do, you know, with Harper. Mm-hmm. And just like if they'd hung on to Soto, what would have happened to him? It's a difficult spot that they're in, but Scott Boras will not let his players sign long-term contract extensions because, and he's right about this, they'll always make more money becoming free agents.
So, in essence, we become a mid-major.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. An absolute mid-major. You're the eighth biggest market in the country, but you're Minnesota and Kansas City on the baseball field.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Bennett, you asked the question. You wanted to get the real scoop. I delivered. You just heard it right now from the summit. And so we just have to enjoy the game and hope that the one thing we know about Rizzo, they find nuggets, and we just got to hope they keep finding them.
Yeah,
because you're not going to be able to see this come to maturity.
See, that's the thing. I mean, in order to field the team that they put together, to make them competitive, players have to have career years. Or at least very good years. They have to have a lot of things go right. They have not had much go right for them this year. You know, Josh Bell has been a disappointment.
Yeah, the bullpen failed them early, yeah.
Yeah, the bullpen failed them early. You know, Nathaniel Lowe has been okay, but he's batting like 230-something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like that.
How do you explain the defensive miscues? See, the one thing I've always felt that most of these guys, I would say 99% of them, have been the fundamentals. I mean, fielding, base running. We're talking about some things you go over at Pony League.
Yes. And that's fair. That's a fair criticism.
That's all I'm saying. I know somebody can hit you or throw a ball past you. There's some things somebody just better than. I'm talking about, you should be able to win certain amount of games based on sound fundamentals, basic baseball.
Yeah,
Luis and when that
Garcia
breaks down,
is,
then who do you point towards?
Luis Garcia is not a strong second baseman. C.J. Abrams, as flashy as he is, he hurts them sometimes fundamentally on the field. They've got a rookie who's been here for 5 minutes in Brady House at third. And they've got a catcher, the only catcher, the guy that they signed to a long-term deal in Keibert Ruiz, who's been a major disappointment and is not a strong catcher for the staff. So, yeah, they in other words, they've had a lot of things go wrong, Doc.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just talking about little things.
You're right. That's fair.
Yeah, and baseball is that type of sport that even if you don't have sluggers and gold glove, this, that, and the other, if you just keep, you can keep yourself in it. But overrunning bases and throwing behind runner, just some of the basics. I just believe that if there's nobody to blame, then to me, that's chaos. Because who's putting pressure? Pressure, we live under pressure in high-paying positions. Or positions of authority. I just don't understand this. It's like we're in limbo. And I just don't think pro sports is just not a good. it's just not healthy in my mind. And I just hate to see us go through this when you see the talent that potentially could be there in certain spots. And I guess you just got to get used to this and bite your tongue and look down the street and say, well, look at the O's and look how things go up and down. And then I guess you could say it's baseball, but other teams have flipped scripts and turned things around. And I guess we could be Pittsburgh, and I wouldn't want to be that.
No. No, you wouldn't want to be that, but it shouldn't be this bad. They should be more accountable on the field, but it's not a team that was built to win or to compete. And they were ready. That core group of young players, they were ready to compete, but they needed to be supplemented by veteran free agents.
Yep.
And that didn't happen. I'm not talking about a Jason Worth $126 million deal. Mm-hmm. I'm talking like a two-year $50 million deal here, a three-year $60 million deal here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, adds maybe $30, $40 million to the payroll. That still doesn't, barely puts them at $100 million. I mean, the fault lies in ownership. But the manager has responsibility and the team has responsibility to perform better on the field than what they've done.
Tom Lavero, Washington Times columnist and, of course, a frequent player with Brother Sheehan and his enterprise. Well, that's why I love you, man, because it's like we're all pulling for. I'd love to see it work. And when it doesn't, I mean, 11 game, I mean, streaks, I was like, Come on, Slim. We're not the bad news bears. That should never happen with the group that they've been rolling out here. Not against the competition they've been playing.
Yeah, you're right.
11? Come on. And God forbid, if Wood didn't go yard, and then they go out west, you're talking about Dodgers, Padres, Angels?
Yes. The best thing about the West Coast road trip is that they're on so late, nobody's going to be watching them.
Yeah, well, you know, that thing called DVR, it doesn't mean they won't see it, but that's why I was hoping last night would work and them in Kershaw, but they, you know, it's not like the Dodgers beat them, they gave them an assist.
Yeah.
And it just can't happen. Well, I wanted to ask you about, before we let you go, Rafael Devers, I just thought, I guess he's not embarrassed. Does it come a point in time you make so much money that you can't be embarrassed?
Well, Doc, I should ask you that. You know, let me ask you. If you make so much money, Doc, is there a point where you can't be embarrassed?
No, I'm just saying. You go 0-5, you get some sucks, and I'm thinking, I don't know, as much money as a guy makes.
Look, I wouldn't want him on my team.
Okay.
With that kind of attitude. But I don't know how the Red Sox treated him internally. We don't know the whole story. From afar, he seems like a prima donna.
Yeah, not willing to play
really,
first. But yeah.
Look, Mike Rizzo always says, I want players who care about the name on the front of the uniform, not the back.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just thought I'd throw that out. That was a low-hanging fruit. I couldn't take advantage of that. And I can't have you on and not ask you about Game 7. Is Sheehan... Is he going to be in Oklahoma City? Is he at the game?
No. He's not allowed in Oklahoma anymore. I think that's one of the states that he's banned in.
Oh, okay. So, well, they're smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are smart.
Yeah.
Who do you like?
Yeah, a little issue with a bookmaker. I'm not sure what it was.
Well, we'll keep his business out of it. But I think everybody understands. If he's not allowed to go somewhere, I think everyone knows why.
Yeah.
But who do you like and why?
I have to admit, this series has been better than I would have expected. I'm not a big NBA guy, Doc. I'm down on the NBA as far as you could possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's basically a game that's been destroyed by a horse contest of three-point shooting. Mm-hmm. But these teams play, I think, relatively competitive. I'm going to go with Oklahoma City because they play some pretty strong defense playing at home. But I'm surprised that Indiana gave them the fight that they did.
All right, my brother. We've extended you. We appreciate your A, being available for us, man. It's charity work for you. We appreciate it, and we're glad that we qualified under whatever your guidelines are that would allow you to share your services with us, and can't wait to do it again, hopefully next week.
Always, Doc.
All right, my brother, number love for you. And Tom Lavero, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. All right, I won't hog the mic. We will come back after break and light it up. 1-800-636-1067. Do you agree with Mr. Lavero about the Nats? You got a comment about Game 7. I'm a little disappointed, not felt the vibe about Game 7, but we'll kick it up right here on Overtime.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Here on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, and we are in Game 7 mode. I asked a question about the Game 7 hat a little earlier, and I've never seen one. And, Bennett, you said you'd never seen one either, right?
I've never seen one, but it is the two best words in sports, as you know.
Yeah, but I just thought it was kind of odd. As a dinosaur, all this time I've been in a sports game and I had never seen one, yet I know we've been saying it for a minute. I just thought it was a little strange. And I said, you know what? I like that. Game 7. Then the reality of it and what will it come down to and who's going to take shots. People become legacies built. Big Shot Bob, you know, guys who rise to the occasion. We're watching it right now. TJ, I mean, there are a lot of the stories that will be written following this. The guys who home, like Holmgren. Right now, his stock is falling. He can lift it up. But this thing is, and that's why we love it. I mean, that's why we love it. We love it because of the ups and the downs in this, the pressure. We want to see other people under pressure. But how much do we want to be under it? But we love watching people have to deal with it. I mean, that's part of it, which makes it exciting. Who are you counting on right now that maybe we aren't talking about? That would be it. 1-800-636-1067. That would be, somebody's going to make a ton of money when this thing is over as a result, because they're going to play themselves just into, I mean, when you go to it, look at the stadium in Indianapolis right now, and you say to yourself, when TJ McCollum, when he comes in the game, people go ape manure. I mean, there's a standing ovation for this young man when he hits the floor. And he comes in like the Energizer Bunny, and he's making plays. He's making plays. And he's not alone. But it's that energy that he brings to the table. And he scores. And he finishes. I wouldn't be surprised if... And I know that when he's usually in, he's in, and Therese is out. Don't be surprised if lineups have been shifted around. I was a little uncomfortable in game one. OKC had kind of, you know, taken the big fella out the lineup, and I was kind of like, really? Again, I'm not going to question a coach that wins that often, but if it don't work, I'm human. I'm going to at least crinkle up my eyebrows a little bit and say, I know the cliche is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Does that mean I can't experiment? I mean, I think I ought to be able to experiment. But that's what makes coaches coaches, and us watchers watchers, spectators. Because he's in the line of fire. But this role player, we're talking about role players, is in the pros, not at the gym. In the pros. I was surprised, Siakam. I was pleasantly surprised that he got the MVP, the player, because usually, you know, the media will roll with the hot banana. But it was right. It wasn't Halliburton, although he's made big shots. But Pascal, man, Siakam, he is the truth. Serious truth. It's been fun. It has really been an Ovi Toppin to come out and earn his check. And that's what they're supposed to do, man. Have a moment. You know, if you can't come in and have a moment, what are you doing on the roster? But yet we all do it. I'm guilty as well. Somebody comes out and we go, oh, my God, the guy, yeah, he's in the NBA. Slim, relax. It's not the G League. He's in it. Hit some big shots. In the prior series, I mean, he was knocking down three balls. I was like, what? And I had to say to myself, oh, yeah, he's in the NBA. He wasn't at the rec league doing that. He's doing that in the NBA. So, you know, that's the funny part. The funny part is, you know, it's easy for us maybe some point to discount it and think none of it's easy. They make it look easy, but none of it is easy. But I just love to have, and maybe Netflix or somebody will come out with a documentary about this. I'd love to be watching them now. I would love to be having this film as to what they're doing, their meetings right now, their preparation, everything leading up to Game 7. It is as close to a Super Bowl you can get to. And what you don't want to do is slip in the shower. Stub your toe on the edge of the bed. You don't want to do anything that would inhibit your ability to be at your best, because it's Game 7. And that's what that's the Game 7 mode best, whether it be football, baseball, basketball, soccer, WNBA, whatever, that to you NHL that brings a better atmosphere or is set for more excitement than another?
Yeah, I would go with Game 7 of a Stanley Cup Final. Hockey.
See, that's just not fair to two people. The Netminders. I mean, watching Bob in what happened between Edmonton and Florida. I mean, you might go top shelf on him, but the brother's not giving up nothing underground. And some of the acrobatics, it's just like, I just feel like it's one dude having to defend these pucks with people in traffic in front of him. You're right. It's probably the hardest. But I don't sense that as more of a team. It's like one dude has got to take on an inordinate amount of pressure and shots. And maybe that's why it's the most exciting. You might be right. But yet, it's going to get the lowest ratings out of the Big Four. So if it's all that, and it is, no doubt about it, why can't we get more eyeballs on it? Just saying. Yeah, just saying. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a break and leave you with that, man. I'm just saying. Game 7 atmospheres, the sports, the whole nine yards. I think that's why we're attracted to this thing we call sports. We'll be right back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shout out to Scott Jackson, Tom Lavero, being guests with us today. Dr. Lou Holder will join us 2:30. Always action-packed, and he's a man that sleeps very little, always on the go and on the run. Boy, you put me with something Bennett, when you
team games, but
yeah,
and for example, with the Thunder, I think more weight is on Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, the MVP. You know, I almost feel like everyone is expecting him to have, you know, a 30-point performance, even 40, and there's more pressure on him than there is on any other player in this game tomorrow. Maybe not as similar as, you know, two goaltenders in hockey or the pitcher in baseball, but it's up there because you're expecting your star player to perform in the biggest moment. The biggest moment is absolutely tomorrow night in Game 7 when your season is on the line.
Yeah, yeah, and he's been the most – well, that's why he's the MVP. He has failed the least. I mean, what has he had, two bad games? Or when we say bad, two games that he hadn't been a dominant figure?
Like off games for his expectations, maybe.
Yeah, and that's over 25 points.
Yeah, it's – it's not really bad in our view, but it's bad for him.
Yeah, for him. I mean, for him, is what game has he not been Batman?
Most recent game, Game 6.
Yeah.
Whole Thunder offense struggled.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they struggle, it's all going to go. Yeah.
Look at his sidekicks. They've had a couple of games or more where they've been Casper the Ghost.
Yep.
He's only had one, if that. When it was obvious, and what they do. And most of his demise is credited as well to Coach Carlisle. Scheming, trapping. I mean, you listen to how much we have praised Indiana staff. It's probably the most praise Indiana. I mean, how many staffs get praised? How many times did we focus on the wizardry of game plan or substitution and timely this or that? Because usually it's player-based. Somebody's just better, the joker. And I call him Humpty Dumpty, and I'm not being I love the dude to death. SGA's different. You don't notice him until he's not taking the game over. And usually in the fourth quarter, he's like Batman. He comes out and does his best when you need him the most. Chet? J-Dub? J-Dub is... Man. I don't know. Maybe we underestimate it. And then again, in their building... So sometimes, and that's what, you know, you ever want to know what the benefit of home court, home field is? If OKC wins, that's why. Because I don't think we can get enough people to call at 1-800-636-1067 and tell us if Game 7 was at Indiana that they think OKC would win. I do not believe we could light up this phone bank if that were the case. That home court was... It's a thrill. I mean, I always say, how lucky are we? We could be talking about conflicts. There's all kind of bad things going on. And we're up here setting up Game 7. I think that is great. And we've really had no bad news on the Commanders front, injury-wise. Because the only bad news... from an off-season football perspective, from my deal, is injuries. And I mean injury, like rip a hamstring, you know, break a bone, do something that would affect your training camp. Other than that, it's all good. All good and all good. Because I am really hoping that the backups, people earning, trying to fight for positions, get as much exposure now as possible. I want them playing. Yeah, I want them out there. And when you're in a meeting during this time of the year, for some of you that have not been in meetings. If you're in a meeting and you're in fifth on the depth chart, you pretty much know you're not going to even play in the practice. But if you're first or second, it's a whole different ball game. That's what I want these guys to feel. If someone's not there for whatever reason it is, good. If he's a starter that I trust. Because I need this guy sitting in that meeting taking great notes. I need him on that field looking that ball in. I need him in attention to detail. I need him to have a rush knowing that the team is counting on him. Because I'm hoping that adrenaline makes him better, not worse. I hope it makes him better. And I don't know that, and I can't know that until he's actually in that position under that stress of being needed by his teammates. I hope that makes sense, because that's what I'm looking for. So if somebody of importance that we trust and we lean on and they don't make a practice in June, good. Because now I can find out the person that we're paying, do we really have adequate backup? Do we? We'll find out. We'll take a quick break, come back right here on Overtime. DOC and Bennett right here with you on Overtime. Game 7. DOC with you, Bennett. We've been kicking this around, and it's the rarity. They say it's the best thing in sports, but depends on what side of it you're on. Been on both sides of a Super Bowl. Believe me, winning it is this much better, obviously. The anticipation with all the great Netflix and similar sports themed shows that have been put out now. I sure hope somebody comes up with one of these and then lets us see it down the road. Just coming into this, you know, the final 24 hours or leading into it. I do have to agree with Bennett that the netminder probably is under the most individual pressure just by sport. I do want to say the starting pitcher, but again, you can get knocked out and you got the bullpen. You can just, there's still a ways that you can get covered up even in baseball. That can be covered up. But it still is a thrill. I mean, just the good God almighty. The thrill of this. Who would have thought Obi Toppin? See, that's the thing about this. But that was at home. What's the odds of Obi Toppin having an out-of-body experience at OKC? And what T-shirt combination do you think they'll wear? I give him so much props. Because, you know, can you imagine that being done here? And there'd be some jackass that would just have to wear a different color T-shirt. I love the fact that it's a unified effort, that they pull it off. I think it's cool. What about, Bennett, your generation? You guys look at something like that and say, yeah, that's nice?
What, the uniform?
No, the way that, in OKC, the way they... The crowd, the T-shirts, they're wearing.
Oh, blue.
Well, I mean, come on. There's always got to be somebody, some group. Not one group comes in and tries to get noticed. Some jackass always finds a way. Not in that case. Not once. They've all been in unison. That's mind-boggling to me. Is that happening? But, you know, it will go. Free agency. NFL, anything surprise you? Even this Micah Parsons thing, I'll jump to it because I know there's some Cowboy fans that Jerry. Jerry loves this. He's got all the money in the world. He's got the prized possession. He loves the attention. And to that, we'll go to break on. Get you ready for the top of the hour. Don't forget Dr. Holder at the bottom of the hour. Back in a minute.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.